do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the Goddamn It Prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Y'all, it's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the redneck, yes, we are live, the redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite application, or crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate El Facola out of it.
El Facola, baby.
We're going to be here for this. Sounds some kind of a superhero name.
I think it sounds like a drink. I will take one El Facola.
I was in Mexico, I think.
Really?
I think the place we went to may have had some of the Facola drinks.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got to be careful with that.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Join us on social media at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. We're glad to be back streaming live. Sorry, the show didn't go out into the ether yesterday. There was something with our software.
Soft.
And I sent a strongly worded email to tech support.
God damn it.
And sometime in the wee hours of the night, they sent me one back that said, oops, sorry, it's fixed. So thanks for tuning in live.
These guys with the streaming, man. I mean, this is an important time. We can't have our stream fucked up.
Right.
We're covering Donald.
Punk-ass little fuggery stuff.
Who is that?
Sarah Palin.
Oh, my God.
You may remember her.
She was funny.
When she was the kind of the number one Republican idiot for about 10 minutes.
No. Yeah. Her time was longer.
I'm speaking.
Yeah. But like, I mean, it was significant. I mean, if you think about all the little, like the interview with Katie Couric, the gotcha questions. Do you read newspapers?
Right.
What newspaper do you like to read?
I can't believe that bitch Katie Couric took her out like that, asking her what newspaper she liked.
Shit.
As I said, join us on social media and thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. And when you do that, we get a little commission when you buy something. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
It just helps us, keeps the lights going here.
Fuck you, pay me, as they say in Name the Movie. Fuck you,
Office
pay
Space.
Me. No, Goodfellas.
Well.
Goodfellas.
Thanks for joining us. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I just want to shout out to everybody in the UK. How you guys doing over there?
They're much better at protesting assholes than we are. I mean, we're good at it. Like, you know, remember the women's marches were huge.
Yes.
Massive.
Right.
But really, kind of the humor is trolling.
It's an art form.
They just do it a little better over there.
A robot Trump taking a shit and farting on the toilet saying weird Trump shit is it's special.
Hilarious. Although Chinese. It's a Chinese creation.
China?
And they
made that joke in
they
China.
They shipped it to London for the protest.
Oh shit, well fuck.
So maybe we can get it here in Pensacola.
Right,
maybe we
right.
can put it on the lawn here at Crab Diving Studios. I'm sure would be beloved by our fellow panhandle residents here.
Oh, fuck that.
Let's see what's going on. I have a metric fuck ton of stories to get to. So let's see what is in the headlines, and then we'll start checking off boxes in this spreadsheet.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, June the 5th, 2019.
The year of our fucking Lord.
These are your headlines.
With the Lord.
And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with the... you know, gays in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
There's that guy coming along.
To humor me.
That guy's coming along. I'm going to come along. I'm going to jack you off.
Come inside.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a massage, or a penis outside. Massage. Very strange.
Maybe they used it as a sunblock.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
block. Over at the over at the commie pinko liberal.
Effete. It was a tough time back then. I mean, no penicillin, and the only thing you could use for sunblock is sperm.
Well, yeah.
Or ejaculate. It's a tough life.
Over at the commie pinko liberal Huffington Post.
Oh, wee wee.
HuffPo.
Oh, yeah.
I guess one could also call it. We have a headline, Biden backtrack.
Oh, yes.
Now he's decided he opposes federal abortion funding. See, I think they made little oops. I think these neo-libs kind of, these a little more centrist Dems are starting to learn that their base doesn't want this shit.
Right.
We're done. We're done with sucking Republican Tiny Wang and trying to compromise with these assholes because they're trying to undemocratically take over the country and impose the will of the minority on the rest of us.
How angry are we allowed to be at Joe Biden?
I'm not angry at Joe Biden. I'll still,
for those beliefs,
eagerly vote for him.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Should he be the nominee? But you know, and shame on his peeps, I guess too, because you know, I don't know, if I was working for his campaign, I would be like, You can't be for the Hyde Amendment. You just can't.
Yeah. Shame on him for publicly being for the Hyde Amendment.
Former VP 2020 presidential candidate Joe Biden reiterated his support Wednesday for the Hyde Amendment, which bars federal funding from going toward abortion procedures, and for which he voted as a senator in 1976.
Oh, God. And he's still for it.
After he told a constituent in South Carolina last month, it can't stay. I don't know what that means. the Democratic frontrunner's campaign said he misheard the constituent and thought he was responding to a question about the Mexico City policy, the global gag rule banning organizations abroad from providing any information on abortion. Well, maybe he got confused.
What?
But they say that he said before that it should go. So I guess maybe he fucked up.
Oh, God. He forgot what the Hyde Amendment was, or he was confused?
He got confused with the global gag rule, the Mexico City policy.
Oh, okay.
That that makes sure that organizations abroad can't provide any information about abortion. To clarify, they said Biden, quote, has not at this point changed his position on the Hyde Amendment, contending the Hyde Amendment does not prevent organizations in the U.S. to provide health life-saving. But, well, maybe he does. I don't know. I'm confused now.
He doesn't want federal funds to go to abortions. Is that the thing?
The amendment now includes exceptions for when the life of the mother is at risk or in cases of rape or incest. Well, that's nice of them.
God.
The Hyde Amendment does, however, prevent many women on Medicaid from receiving abortion services. One of five women of reproductive... By the way, it's a war on poverty. Again, because rich bitches gonna get abortions.
Yes, they're gonna get whatever the fuck they want.
I didn't mean to say bitches. That's misogynistic.
But
rich people are going to be able to get abortions.
I mean, you know... Who does Joe Biden think he fucking is, man? He's going to be the Democratic nominee and have some fucked up ideas about women's reproductive health care and shit like that. Fuck that.
And that's going to be apparently a pretty significant part of the platform, as it fucking well should be, given what Alabama, Georgia, Missouri, Mississippi, Fuckistan, Republican is doing.
I mean,
we're not supposed to stay a stan anymore.
Why?
Muslims complain about it.
Oh, okay.
It's Islamophobic because you're comparing something horrible to an istan.
I'll stop. No problem. I understand.
So I'm trying to.
That's good.
Trying to be more inclusive.
Yes, yes. Here, I never even thought about that shit.
Crab Diving Podcast.
Yay. But this thing with Joe Biden is really, fuck. Is it what Democrats really need? Is it what the party wants? What I don't understand about these old guys is that in the Democrats.
Some of the young ones.
And who gets all the good press? AOC. She's got nice, new, progressive ideas.
Right. And who does the right squeal about? Who are they afraid of the most?
AOC.
I mean, they're afraid of Biden because of especially I'm going to get to the polls in a second, but they think that Biden has a good chance of beating Trump. So Trump all the way down are attacking Biden. But God. Before we started talking elections that much, AOC, Ilhan Omar, Ayanna Presley,
yes.
All of the outspoken women,
right?
Young,
yes,
are the ones that they keep playing. That Steve Ducey keeps talking about in the morning. Oh, this Ayanna Presley! Did you hear what she said?
Oh God, you mean she's a legislator and spoke up? Wow, shocking.
So I guess he is. They walked it back a little, but they didn't, because the headline says Joe Biden makes it clear he still opposes federal funding for abortion.
Okay. Why?
I know not.
This is what is going to happen. We're going to have all these great ideas from different candidates, and then the general election will happen. And our party will say to the people on the left, you can't have these things. Too bad. Vote blue, too bad. And you know what? We're all going to vote blue because we don't want this Hitler in office anymore. But these old fucking moderates aren't doing us any favors.
So, yeah, this goes after, you know, a lot of the abortions could and should be covered by Medicaid for poor women who don't have the funding. I saw somewhere it's upwards of $500. Just that's the minimum.
Yeah. And then time off work. You got to travel to go to. It's a whole lot of shit.
You have to stage a funeral luncheon for your fetus.
You know.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. Indiana.
You know, Joe Biden. Hey, Joe Biden has had what? A career as a politician?
Well, yes.
In healthcare, right?
Since
he's had healthcare.
1800s, yeah.
Okay, so like the Hyde Amendment is neither here nor there to him, right? Because if someone in his life needs an abortion and he's got to be involved in it, well, he's got healthcare, right? He's got fancy doctors to go to.
And money.
Yeah, so.
To pay it out of pocket, which is
right
what I meant earlier with by saying rich people will never have a problem getting abortions.
So
because they will pay rich doctors. That are their country club buddies who will be like, I'll take care of it.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I'll take care of it.
So I understand why Joe Biden could be for the Hyde Amendment. It doesn't affect him.
And he's trying to kind of circle the nipples of the moderates.
Yeah.
It's a popular, according to polls, it's popular that most people still don't think that federal dollars should go to abortion.
But you know that it's still withholding dollars for that. It's still our government saying we're legislating the vagina in this way.
Oh, absolutely.
How does he not see it like that? How is Joe Biden able to support the Hyde Amendment?
This puts Biden to the right of Democratic presidential nominees stretching back decades. Hillary Clinton has supported repealing the Hyde in 2016, as did Barack Obama in 2008.
Yes.
Even in 1992, the Bill Clinton campaigned on repealing the Hyde Amendment, asked Congress to do so in his first term as president. Of course, they said, fuck to the U.
Is Joe Biden into Sky God or some shit like that?
I think he's a Catholic.
Oh, God damn it. Not these fucking Catholics, dude. They fuck up everything. No offense.
I escaped years ago, so I'm not.
You fled. Good for you.
After 12 years of Catholic school.
Oh, my God. But at least you're smart.
It was a great education. Yeah.
What do these priests do? I mean, I've always heard a Catholic education is really good. What do they do? If you fail this quiz, I'm going to rape you.
I personally never got that.
Well, you never failed the quiz, though, right?
Oh, yeah, right. I was a perfect student. Joe Biden is a Catholic, a descendant of Irish Catholic immigrants.
Oh, great.
As is half of me.
Man, you know what it is? It's like, if we really want to have these leftist and progressive things, the left wing of the libs, they just have to stand up to these moderates and tell them to suck a dick, you know, fuck off. That's what's happening with this impeachment thing, right? All the younger representatives are saying, hey, right. Pelosi, we should do our fucking job. And she's saying, no, I don't want to rock the boat or whatever that is.
Well, she's saying we should still... We need to have an ironclad case because it's just not going to pass the Senate even remotely. So, they're starting those investigations. Even Schiff announced, for the Intelligence Committee that they're going to start hearings on part one of the Mueller report, on the intelligence part of it, because they don't feel that was explored enough. So they're going to have hearings on that.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, all these other hearings are firing up to look into the president's criminality, maybe, right. I think they said. So it's tickling around the hole a little bit before going in.
Yeah. I mean,
your hole of choice.
Oh, yes. Hole of choice.
And with consent.
Right, right. Oh, of course. Yes.
And safe words. Depending on what kind of holing you're doing.
Yeah. The left wing of the Democrats just get led around by the nose by these moderates. It's a tease. It's a giant tease. Here's universal health care. Wait. I don't know about that. We got some great candidates, some real left-wing progressives, but what if they can't beat Trump? What if they can't?
Well, I mean...
Joe Biden.
I don't know. The polls are kind of showing that, that almost any of them will beat Trump so far.
Yeah.
We get to that. Well, let's see what's over at the Drudge Report. That's a HuffPo.
Yay!
Let's see what the Drudge has to say to be fair and balanced.
Fuck you.
Here we go.
Right.
The Drudge is doing what I wanted to do. Polls.
Yes.
Here's a poll.
Look at my poll.
This says more worried about fake news than terror.
People in America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is, it leads to Axios.
Ooh. I like that one.
It's news for people who don't have a lot of time.
Right.
I think they keep it under 300 words per or something.
Hell
like that.
Yeah, man. I got a tweet.
Americans view made up news and information as a bigger problem than other critical issues, including terrorism, immigration, climate change. Oh, that's bad. And racism, that's bad.
Well, I mean, you know, fake news is an underlying problem with all that shit, though, right?
Yeah, I guess, but it depends on where they're coming from.
Yeah.
If the Republicans saying fake news,
oh, God,
it means everything that doesn't trace the veins on Trump's little poker pecker.
What a horrible game. Guys, we're going to play Trace the Veins on Trump's Penis. Everybody gather around here. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It says the only issues that rank higher than made-up news and information as, quote, very big problems in the country today are drug addiction. Oh, I agree.
Yes.
The affordability of health care. I agree. The income gap. I totally agree.
Gap.
And, well, this is pretty broad. The U.S. political system. So our system. Our system, not the atmosphere of politics, right, or the slings and arrows being flung from each side. It's the system.
So what does that mean? That means people think that
they're not being represented by their representatives.
Well, I can tell you this much. We're not being represented by Matt fucking Gaetz. Oh, well, yeah. Piece of shit.
But sadly, I think many of our neighbors are.
Oh, yes. Fuck them.
Americans seem made up. The percentage who say blank is a very big problem in the country today.
Yes.
The top is drug addiction, 70%. Affordability of health care, 67%. The U.S. political system is in third place.
Damn!
At 52%. The gap between rich and poor, I argue, is the underlying problem between all of the above.
I agree with
probably.
You.
Probably. 51. Made up news, 50. Violent crime, 49%. Climate change, 46%. That should be way higher.
Yes.
Racism, 40%. That should be way higher.
Right, right. Well, there's no racism. Didn't the Republicans announce that?
Oh, years ago, yeah.
Yes.
Illegal immigration, shouldn't even be on here. 38%. Tourism.
Fuck you.
34%. Mm. And sexism should be higher.
Yes.
26%.
Right. I mean, you know.
And most people see it, fake news, as detrimental to our democratic system.
Well
golly gee willikers.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. Go to some place where there's a... I was reading L.A.'s homeless has increased by
20%.
12%. I thought, a shit ton.
Oh, maybe you're right.
I
thought I saw 12, but regardless, too much.
Irregardless.
It should not be going up.
Right. Stare at one of those homeless encampments, and you tell me the problem isn't what you said.
Yeah.
Income inequality. They're living in a tent, man.
Wasn't there some asshole who said that, Jesse Waters. I didn't even pull this. I have too many stories for today. I swear, I really do.
Jesse fucking Waters
was
horrific.
Talking about that and said, sent people to go into these homeless camps and stuff and poor shame them and hygiene shame them and drug addiction and mental health shame them, et cetera, et cetera. And then he said, the way to fix this is to bulldoze 50 square blocks of downtown Los Angeles, round all those people up, and throw them in a treatment or jail.
Yeah. Well, that is their solution, right?
Bulldoze.
Bulldoze
it.
Well, Jesse Waters is right, because that's what they do.
Yeah. Well, no, he says that's the solution to it.
Yeah, yeah. But you know those homeless camps, the fucking cops will roll in there and say, we're taking up everything tomorrow. Move everything, and if it's not moved by tomorrow, we're tossing it.
Toss.
They just go through and throw out. I mean, these people are living outside. It's not, it wasn't their idea to live outside and to have all their shit outside.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be fucking homeless.
Vast majority, 8 in 10 U.S. adults believe steps should be taken to restrict made-up news, as opposed to 20% who say it's protected communication.
You know, the problem in our country are these rich white dudes, the bros with the money that don't give a fuck about anything but themselves in Game of fucking Thrones. That's what we're dealing with. A bunch of fucking bullshit. Yobs.
I saw a good term on the, you said bros, it made me think. I saw a good term on Twitter I hadn't seen before. Brocialists.
What is that?
It's like Bernie bros, but yes. They're socialists. They're obnoxious asshole socialists.
Well, that's a good thing, right?
Misogynistic.
Oh, that's a bad thing. Okay, okay.
Bro.
Oh, yeah.
Bros.
Why do we have problems with women in this country? Jesus fucking Christ.
This country.
Yeah, all countries.
The dudes fear the vagine.
I mean, it's 2019, and we have states saying that if you perform an abortion, you're going to go to jail for the rest of your fucking life.
Yeah.
What?
So that's the headline over to the Drudge Report.
Yay.
About the fake news problem.
Suck my dick.
In other polling, though.
Okay.
Of which some of these, I think, may have led to a little presidential squeal tweet.
Oh, shit.
I think Trump is starting to realize that he may not win this in 2020.
Oh, my God. Dear flying spaghetti monster, may he lose. Big Lee.
We've got Michigan.
Yes.
The sovereign state of Michigan. It says most Michigan voters polled do not want Congress to impeach Trump.
Right.
But a majority are saying they will be voting against him or would vote against him if the election were held today.
No shit. You know what's crazy, dude? Is it the worry with impeachment is that it will turn off like moderates. You know what I mean? Like, it'll turn off moderates and people won't come out to vote.
I think it's a couple of, it's two pronged. It's it will maybe galvanize. His base is galvanized. We just need to ignore them.
Yeah.
They will not be affected by anything.
Right.
By anything. Forget them.
Yeah.
They're worthless to try to reach out to, I think. I think reaching out to Trump pansies is a waste of fucking time.
Right.
Now, there are moderates, or I wouldn't call them moderates, but Republicans that are horrified by Trump.
Yeah.
And impeachment could make some of them say, well, I don't think the Dems should impeach him. I think Mueller was exonerated. And we have that woman at the Justin Amash town hall that they interviewed afterwards. I think I put the story, they interviewed her. They found her and interviewed her later. And I think, yes, I put it on Facebook a few days ago. That she said, I support Trump and I voted for Justin Amash. And when I heard that he was anti-Trump, I wanted to come and hear why.
Yes.
And then after Justin Amash listed all the shit in the Mueller report that Trump did, he was,
yes,
like, he did this, he did that,
right,
he,
right,
did this, he did that. This is what the Mueller report,
yeah,
says. He kept saying, in the Mueller report, you'll see this. In the Mueller report, you'll see this.
Right.
And she was bewildered afterwards because she was very honestly saying, I didn't know that.
Well, you know, shame on her. She should have
she
known.
Said, I watch... She said, I watch Fox News and occasional other conservative media. But she said, there's no indication that Trump did anything wrong in that bubble. And to her credit, she said, now I'm gonna start looking at like CNN and other places because now I want to find,
jeez,
out what the hell's going on. But she was baffled. She's like, I didn't know any of this.
God, you know, I mean,
and that's on Fox. I don't,
right,
blame her. I mean, most people don't care about politics.
Yeah,
and,
but you know,
and
what,
shame,
man,
on them for participating. But I'm not going to go,
yes,
after old ladies,
right,
for not spending half of their day being engaged in trying to figure out what's going on in politics.
I think there's some gray. There's a gray area there. I mean, not knowing anything.
She does. She knew that the Mueller report exonerated Trump.
Well, good for her.
And she knew because she tunes into Fox News.
Yeah.
So, I think there are just a lot of people ignorant of what's going on. Maybe not the most engaged. Maybe not the smartest people on the planet.
Well, listen, this impeachment thing, the way the Democrats are doing it, it's their strategy. But they are not doing their job. And the thing with Trump is we don't know what he's going to do. We don't know how this is going to end up. I think sometimes there's this false sense of security that this will take care of itself. And I think that's kind of the Democrat strategy, meaning he's going to lose in 2020. But if he doesn't lose, then what? What are you going to say about this not impeaching thing? You know what I mean?
Right.
You got to do your fucking job. You know, if Nancy says, I'm not going to impeach because the Senate won't do anything, well, that's not her fucking problem. She's Speaker of the House. I don't know what's up with, you know what I mean? The Senate is not her problem. I don't understand.
Well, but the whole picture is, I'm not saying that's the only reason she's doing it. She's looking at the polls, too, which are still not in favor of impeachment.
Yeah.
Not that I'm just saying what her reasoning is.
Yeah.
I think they should start the impeachment proceedings.
Right, because it's scary. We had a fascist cheat his way into office, and as far as I can see, we don't have a lot of things in place to get him out of there other than the election, other than him losing an election, which seems kind of bananas.
We've got so this poll from Michigan.
Yes.
Says not only that, about the majority not wanting to impeach him and would vote against him, but head to head, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Democrats, I guess, that are the tops in the polls right now. Kamala Harris beats Trump by 3 points. Elizabeth Warren beats Trump by 4 points. Pete Buttigieg beats Trump by 6 points.
Oh, shit.
Bernie Sanders beats Trump by 12 points. And Joe Biden beats Trump by 12 points in Michigan that voted for Trump.
Wow.
Barely last time. Yeah. Michigan was one of those where it was like 40,000 votes or something like that.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's the top five contenders right now. It's still early, but they're all beating Trump.
Right.
In Michigan.
Yeah.
Which is why I saw another story that said that his campaign manager, that slime ball that was a social media dude before, I forget the guy's name.
Ah, fuck me.
Bald with a beard. Like a
creep.
A lumbersexual.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. He's got flannel game, motherfucker.
I forget the guy's name, but he,
dickhead,
they're going for 3 states now, that 3 other states that they're worried about. They're totally, it's amazing that they are unabashedly saying, well, we know we're going to lose the popular vote, so we're just going to try to win this by the electoral college, which Trump says it's much harder. That's much harder.
Well, I mean, their plan is to win any way they fucking can, whatever that fucking means. I mean, if they don't win by the Electoral College, who knows? Fake votes. You know, they're going to cry election fraud.
Oh, well, that's a given, yeah. Yep.
Shit bags.
That be a given.
Yay. And when are we going to have a chance to hear about Elizabeth Warren's policies or anybody else's policies? It's a fucking horse race, man. It's crazy.
In the other poll, this one has got to have Trump dumping in his knickers.
Ooh, yeah. dumping in his knickers.
Careful. After I said it, I was like, say that. Make sure you hit that K.
Yeah, but that's your Anglophile.
Anglophile. Yes. Nobody says knickers here.
Hello. No.
They do say the other.
Yes,
that sounds
of course.
Similar. in the headline is, this is from a Quinnipiac University poll.
Quinnipiac, fuck you.
Finds in the sovereign batshit crazy republic of Texas.
Eat my dick.
Don't mess with Texas.
That don't mess with Texas.
God.
That Joe Biden is beating Trump right now.
In Texas?
In fucking Texas.
Shit, Joe.
I'm
just mad at Joe Biden for the Hyde Amendment shit. It's really pissing me off. Like, what is his problem? Mm-hmm. What is his problem? Well, what's up with these rich white guys?
Well, they say he made a mistake, but then he backed up. Then he clarified that he still is for the Hyde Amendment.
So. Do we all have a weird idea of a mistake? A mistake is like, I'm filling out a form and I got some numbers transposed. That's a mistake. A mistake isn't, I'm for the Hyde Amendment. I mean, I'm not for the Hyde Amendment. That's not a mistake. That's a, I don't know what that is.
The, I just saw a headline that makes me want to scream, fuck you.
Yes.
We'll get to it.
God damn it.
Poll, the poll in Texas
fuck you.
Has Jolting Joe Biden.
Yes.
Leading Trump by 4 points.
Oh, shit.
In Texas, 48-44.
Oh, god damn it.
I think we had, well, we have different, slightly different opponents in this one.
Yes.
Elizabeth Warren.
In Texas. Okay.
Only down by 1% to Trump. 45-46. That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Bernie Sanders down by 3%. So
damn.
Elizabeth Warren doing better in Texas right now. Beto O'Rourke. I'm sure they included him because he's Texas. He is down by 3%.
Yes.
To Trump. Right. I don't think anybody else beats Trump in Texas except for Joe right now.
God damn.
Buttigieg only 2% down.
Really?
Kamala Harris 4% down.
Oh, shit.
And Julian Castro, who Labor Secretary, I think, under Obama.
Yes.
Also Texan, so that's, I think, why they included him, because his numbers are wee down there in general.
He's not going to win.
He's up he's down 3% to Trump.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Listen to this. In the Trump-Biden matchup, this is from Quinnipiac.
Yes.
Women are backing Biden 54-39.
Okay.
But men are backing Trump.
Oh.
50-42.
Shut the fuck up.
White voters back Trump 60-33.
Fucking racist rat bastards. What
Black
the fuck?
Black folks saving our asses 86% to 7.
Oh, shit. Can I meet the 7? Can I meet the 7, please?
7% of Black people who vote for Trump?
I don't understand.
Probably,
I mean,
got money.
Yeah.
I can't imagine a person of color who's not rich.
Yeah. Voting for him?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
And 59-33 for Hispanics.
Yes.
So 1 in 3 Hispanics vote Trump.
What? In
there's,
where?
Well, there's a generation of people that came here and did it the legal way. And when you still kind of could, when it was a little easier to, and had kids and everything, and probably have adult kids now. These are older Hispanics, I think.
Are these Catholic people?
Probably Catholic.
Oh,
and
God.
And they don't like the illegal immigrants either.
What?
Well, right. I've heard interviews with people who are like, hey, I came here legally. Come here legally.
Sometimes I feel like sometimes our world needs to be recalibrated. I'm going to.
Yeah, it's a disconnect.
I'm going to offer some advice. Trump bad. Trump is bad.
Trump bad.
Everyone that supports him is bad. And racists are bad. That's it. Anti-women fuckers are bad. Anti-choice people are bad. We need to make a list of what's bad to remind people. Hyde Amendment is bad.
The poll dude said, in historically red-leaning Texas, the report for the rest of the Democratic field is not so bad either, which could spell trouble for Trump. It is the largest state in the country with a Republican edge.
Oh, shit. And it's barely an edge.
Over everybody else, yeah.
I mean, if Biden leads Trump by 4 points in Texas, is that significant? Is that a significant lead? It's 4 points.
No, it's probably within the margin of error, but it's actually, I wonder if they have that here. It's amazing that he's leading in Texas.
Right.
Texas voters, as far as approval rating for Trump, are 48% approve.
Of who?
49 disapprove. Trump of his job approval.
Oh, my God. 48 approve.
And then here's the difference in sex again. Men approve 55-43. Women disapprove of Trump 55-42.
Wow. Holy shit.
We need women and people of color to save us from asshole white guys like us that vote the wrong way.
To save us from moderates. To save us from moderates. Because we get fucked when our side has to go to the center. I don't know.
56% say they're better off financially than they were in 2016. 26% say they're worse off.
Yes.
17 say they stay the same.
Right.
Overwhelmingly in Texas, they say that they should not impeach Trump. 60-34.
Yes.
So there you go.
Jeez.
Interesting. Look, oh, my God. Ted Cruz is above water on job approval.
God, you know, they love Ted Cruz in Texas, dude. They fucking love his ass.
Kind of.
I remember, man.
Beto almost beat him, though.
Right. But this is years ago. We were driving through Texas in the middle of the night. I was with some dingbat on talk radio, and he was going after Donald Trump for attacking Cruz. It was during the 2016 primaries. And
Lion Ted.
Yeah. But this guy was like, hey, Mr. Trump, you better not come after Ted Cruz. He's one of our own. We love him here in Texas.
And his ugly wife.
God, what horrible. Yes. What horrible politics. It's such a shame. It's such a shame we have a setup in this country where we have this idea that we want to compromise. And we want to work with the other side. And that's actually a good thing. That is fucking us up. We don't need anything from the other side. You know? Fuck them. If moderates aren't woke to certain things, and we all have iPhones, you know, we all know better. Shame on you for not being woke. Figure it out.
The headline I saw over at Axios that made me crazy. Walmart CEO calls on Congress to increase lagging federal minimum wage. Raise your wages, you fucking asshole. You can do it yourself. With a wave of your magic CEO pen,
right,
you can order all of the salaries raised for everybody.
God damn.
Which is $11 an hour for the company.
So they're acting like their hands are tied. Well, that's the minimum wage.
Walmart CEO Doug McMillon urged Congress to increase the federal minimum wage during the retailer's shareholders meeting.
Fuck you. Saying, pay people more, right?
Saying the nationwide standard... This is ridiculous. Of $7.25 an hour.
That is.
Lags behind.
It's immoral.
Our neighbors.
It's fucking immoral, right?
Our neighbors in Alabama, I believe, still have the minimum wage at $7.25. Most states have decently raised it. Not decently, but raised it a little at least.
If you're a politician and you claim to be a Christian and you're not for raising the minimum wage, what's up with you?
So, big giant fuck you to the CEO of Walmart for saying, well, you know, we should raise that minimum wage.
That's bullshit, right? That's theater.
Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders, who was at the meeting.
Yes.
Said Walmart pays its employees starvation wages.
Right.
He's calling for the company to start paying at least $15 an hour.
I mean... Yes. I mean, goddamn, everybody, how could you not pay people more working at Walmart? You buy everything from there. Everybody buys all their shit from Walmart.
Walmart has increased its starting wages by 50% over the last 4 years. And they pay an average of $17.50 an hour in wages when bonuses and benefits to associates are factored in.
But that's bullshit, though.
But didn't we find out that they fuck people with hours? Like,
they do.
You get benefits at 30 hours, and they schedule it 29 every week or something like that.
Right, but why would they even have a number where they factor in bonuses and...
Because they want it to look like they're paying more. Because it gives them an average of $17.50. That's why. They probably figure in that fucking CEO's salary into there, which shoots it up, shoots the average up.
Be nice to people at Walmart, man. Because shit.
Meanwhile, Amazon
announced
last year that it is hiking the minimum wage of its 350,000 employees to $15 an hour. Well, Sanders said, "I want to give credit where credit's due."
They're doing the bare minimum.
Amazon.
Yes.
The CEO's salary last year was $23.6 million. He did okay. More than 1,000 times the median salary of his hourly workers.
God, and these guys, I mean, for years and years, you've had these suppressed wages, right? And now people are starting to raise this shit to $15 an hour. Are we supposed to suck their dicks? I mean, fuck that.
Well, yeah, I'm a glass full guy, half full. So, yeah, I think it's a good step forward. They could do more, but I will acknowledge when somebody starts doing something right.
Yeah.
Slightly more right. There's another poll out.
Right.
That's not good for Trump. North Carolina.
Fuck you. Oh, jeez.
Emerson. In North Carolina ran this poll and shows Trump's popularity there underwater with 41% approval and a 52% disapproval. He beat Clinton by 4 points in 2016.
Okay.
But they say while he remains popular within the Republican Party, of course, in polls, he's leading Bill Weld, by 88% to 12.
Wait, hey, Bill Weld, way to stand up to the guy.
Well, he's got no money. I mean, nobody's giving him money. The president is tied or trailing against four of the five top Democratic opponents in North fucking Carolina.
Shit,
faring the worst against Joe Biden, who's up 12 points over Trump, 56 to 44.
Well, that's good.
Sanders, 54-46, so that's 8 points.
Yes.
Pete Buttigieg, 4 points up over Trump. And then Elizabeth Warren is tied at 50-50. And Kamala Harris is down 2 points to Trump, 51-49 in North Carolina.
Well, that's sexism, I guess, right? Because the two women are the dudes are up.
Are down there, and the three white guys are up there.
Yes.
And don't forget, Harris is not the perfect shade of white.
Oh, yeah, for North Carolina.
Republicans would prefer.
Is North Carolina the state that wants to check your cock before you go to the bathroom?
They did, yeah.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, I think they didn't win.
Our country is so frustrating. That it's so one. Frustrating to me. Why can't we be like the Scandos? What's our problem?
So there you go. Polling, early polling, not looking good.
Yes.
For President Shitface.
You know what I would do if I was president? I would call over. I would whip out the money. I'd find out how much the president of Sweden wants. Say, hey, I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to give you a project. I'm going to make you in charge. I'm going to make you the emergency manager of Alabama. Fix it.
Why? It would have to be a lot of money to drag somebody from Sweden to Alabama.
It's not as cold.
Talabama.
Yeah, we don't say that. And
no, we could say that one.
Oh, okay.
Because the Taliban's bad.
Taliban is bad. Taliban bad. Taliban bad, everybody.
Yeah.
But then they changed that hellscape of Alabama into Sweden, and everybody's like, oh my God, this is so great. And then Arkansas, Mississippi, Georgia, they all get in line. Yeah.
So 14 hours ago, Trump must have seen some of these. Good God. 14 hours ago.
Yes.
Was doing, I'm doing math.
Yes.
That's 1600 minus 14 is 2. It's like 2 a.m.
2 a.m., man.
Is central. If the totally corrupt media. Oh, you know what? He's jet lagging. He's coming back from.
Japan.
From England.
Oh, shit. That's right.
If the totally corrupt media was less corrupt. Oh, no. I lied. He's over there now because he's going to D-Day.
Yes.
Commemorations. If the totally corrupt media were less corrupt, was less corrupt, I would be up by 15 points in the polls based on our tremendous success with the economy. Maybe capital B, best capital E ever, exclamation point.
So his strategy is he's going to say the polls are lying and he's actually winning, and to try to make his supporters not depressed that he's going to fucking lose.
So this is spectacular. This is typical Trump. Even in one tweet in 240 characters, he changes the number because he says if the totally corrupt media were less corrupt, I would be only 15 points in the polls. I would be up by 15 points. Maybe the best ever. Next sentence. If the corrupt media was actually fair, I would be up by 25 points.
15, 25.
Nevertheless, despite the fake news, we're doing great, exclamation point.
God, he's going to come out when he loses. He is going to caterwaul and he's going to say the elections were rigged and it's a hoax and he was cheated and he was robbed. And there's no way he fucking lost to Elizabeth Warren. That's what he's going to say. It's going to be nuts.
That's the tweet from Trump there.
Yes.
So there we go.
Right.
We've got a story about we might have to do something offline
here. What's going on?
This is a personal crab diving business being held over the podcast. We have a tiny little gas leak in the kitchen.
Is that
near
for
the
real?
Stove, near the stove.
Yeah.
And our landlady just texted me. I told her, you know, we got a tiny little gas leak. Maybe get somebody out to do the stove. It's really small.
Right.
And she said she's sending the gas company over to shut off our gas right now.
Oh, my God. We don't need the gas shut off.
I know. Maybe.
I'll go talk
we
to
should,
him.
There's a guy outside right now. We'll be. I just saw this and I saw the gas man out in front.
This is nuts.
So anyway, everybody, this is when you work at home. And you have a studio at home. Also in the news, thanks for joining us today, by the way. And we do this every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. Then we're out on iTunes, on Stitcher, and Spotify, and on crabdiving.com. Also in the news today. So this one we didn't get to yesterday. It's about... little Paulie Manafort, little Paulie Numbnuts, the former campaign manager that Trump hardly knew at all for his campaign. That is, and Manafort's now enjoying some time in prison. Well, now they say that he may be moved from kind of maybe a nicer prison to Rikers Island in New York, the former Trump campaign chairman, who's sentenced this year to 4 years in prison, will be transferred there this week from the minimum security facility in Pennsylvania, where he's at, A source close to Manafort reportedly told the network that Manafort will be kept in solitary, saying they complained about it, saying he's not a mob boss. Manafort's defense team is appealing the decision, which came from a New York State judge. I think it may have something to do with the fact that there's another trial, I think, coming up for Manafort soon in New York specifically, and that maybe they want him there a little closer to them. A little Paulie Manafort may not be having the nice digs at minimum security and may end up at the New York Rikers Island, which has a pretty brutal and nasty reputation for not being a nice place to hang out. So that's the Paul Manafort news. Also, we've got Trump was, this one is what Trump did today. This morning, Donald Trump was, I guess, a morning for us, but he ended up in Ireland. And last night on Rachel Maddow's show, she kind of detailed just how weird these negotiations proceeded between the United States, between the Trump people, and the Prime Minister of the of Ireland, the Taoiseach, they call him, is his title, that Trump had wanted to stop in Ireland and had requested, now they say here in the story I'm reading, demanded, I don't know where it was in that spectrum, if it was more of a request or more of a demand. But Trump was like, okay, I'm going to meet with the Prime Minister of Ireland and the teabag of Ireland. And but we're going to meet at my golf course. So the Irish Prime Minister and the government of Ireland basically sent a pretty significant fuck you to Donald Trump. So Trump has been the story says that they wanted to, the Irish countered with, well, hey, we've got, you know, some, this, I think one of the options was a like a really nice castle that they could have met at and had their photo ops and everything. The Irish were pissed and upset about that, the golf course thing, because they don't want to have a giant infomercial for Trump's stupid fucking golf course in Ireland, which is just what it would be. You know, Trump would be sitting there saying, I'm sitting here with the teabag of Ireland and we're at the beautiful Trump golf course here in Ireland. There's nothing like it. It's very green. You know, that's how that shit would roll. Then he'd be a fucking, he'd be all over the turning it into a giant commercial for his shitty golf course. And that's why the Irish were like, we're not going to do that. We're not going to facilitate a giant infomercial for the president, for the corrupt president of the United States. So they went back and forth. Trump didn't like the castle idea either, and probably throwing a snit because they wouldn't let him meet at his golf course. He finally decided, well, fuck it, I'm just going to meet you at the airport. And at the airport in Shannon. It's a small airport in Shannon. It's not a big international giant airport. It's a rather small airport. And they decided to meet at the VIP lounge at the Shannon Airport in Ireland. And that's where they were today. It really looked like what you'd expect. A small Trump and the Prime Minister sitting in what looks like at times looked like, you know, like a Holiday Inn meeting room kind of a setting. They tried to polish it up as much as they could, but when it came down to it, they were still in the VIP lounge at a little tiny airport. It says, Rachel Maddow said, instead they will meet at the airport, which is a little weird, but this whole overseas trip has been pretty clunky, even for the president. She talked about Ireland's view. She said, quote, no, we will not use our government to create a commercial for your golf course, even though you, sir, are clearly comfortable using the American government to hold a commercial for your golf courses. We're not going to do that. So the people of Ireland and the Taoiseach giving a little bit of a tiny little finger, a little wee finger to the president of the United States in regards to that. I think he kept talking about where he was going to stay tonight. It's beautiful. I don't know what the fuck he was talking about. Maybe he was talking about his golf course. Also, thanks for listening, everybody. Ryan is, I believe, talking with the representative from the gas company as we try to see what's going on with our stove, where there's the wee waft of natural gas. I've got here another story. This is from, well, this is more bad news from the Trump. Actually, today's news, I really had a hard time finding good news here in the Trump era and shit that the government is doing. So God, vote blue, everybody. Just vote blue when it comes to 2020, and maybe we'll be able to have a little bit more good news on the show. This is the Environmental, quote, Protection, unquote, agency, because nothing under a Republican administration has anything to do with protecting the environment. Well, they're changing a rule, of course, to lift requirements for major farms, which are almost always owned by big corporate asshole entities. They're going to lower the requirements for these major farms to report the pollution that they emit through animal waste. So pig poop, cow poop, chicken poop, all of those pollute. And there had been regulatory reporting laws in place or rules, and now the EPA will be lifting those requirements. It's, of course, spurred criticism from environmental groups who say that nearby communities will no longer have access to information about harmful gases being released into the air. I guess if you don't write it down, that smell you smell isn't anything. Don't worry about it. It's awesome. They have these lagoons. These are horrific. These industrial farms have these pits where they store all the poopy. As the manure decomposes, it gives off ammonia and hydrogen sulfide, which are both linked to respiratory issues and other health problems. People living near these farms complain about the smells. And they also attribute asthma, headaches, nausea, stinging sensations in their lungs to this pollution from farms. The farming industry, the big, I was going to say big pharma, but big farm without the of course, is squealing, saying all of these regulations are, quote, onerous. Oh, making us report that stuff is so nasty. We've got a Republican Senator Pat Roberts from Kansas, who is thrilled and a little tense in his khakis forming over this relaxed rules, because Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas is a farmer and a rancher. He said, I appreciate this administration's deregulatory approach and that they need a reprieve from government red tape. This is what they try to say, you know, with Trump going in there saying, I've gotten rid of more regulations than anyone ever. And for every new regulation, I want to get rid of two or something like that. not caring about what the regulations may or may not be, just the fact that they're lowering the sheer number of regulations somehow to the tiny little reptilian Republican brain.
Oh, yeah.
Your back seems like it's all good.
Oh, yes. The gas? There's no traces of a leak over there. There's nothing. There's he waved his fucking.
What am I smelling then when I walk in there?
Yeah, it's intermittent. You know, it's because the stove's fucked up. She just needs to fix the fucking stove. That's the issue.
Is that what he said?
Huh?
Is that what he said?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. He didn't say anything because there wasn't any gas to be.
Oh, okay.
So, but the nice thing is that you saw him out there. Otherwise, he would have cut the gas off because.
And there would
landlord
have been,
thought we had a massive gas leak for some fucking reason.
Which the dryer and most importantly, the water heater.
I went out there and he was cutting it off. He was in the process of cutting it off. And I was like, no, please, please don't do it.
So I was just doing the story about how the Environmental Quote Protection Unquote Agency under Trump has released a new rule relaxing the rules on big agriculture and farms in reporting pollution.
Oh, good. I was hoping that would be a thing. That's nice. I want these, especially these farms where they slaughter pigs and there's big lakes of pig shit. Let's
the lagoons,
relax.
That's
there.
What I was just talking about. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's relax that regulation. That sounds like fun.
Large farms have been required to report polluting tied to animal waste since the 1980s, but the George W. Bush administration first started to try to carve out exceptions in 2008. Environmental groups sued, won the resulting court battle in 2017. Trump's EPA then issued a guidance exempting farms from reporting pollution tied to animal waste, spurring more lawsuits.
Yay, that's perfect, man. You know what's great? You can always count on Republicans to want to fuck up the environment somehow. I don't know.
So they're going to... Earth Justice is going to sue over... They helped get the previous lawsuit. They helped win the previous lawsuit. They're going to sue over this new rule.
Yes. Fuck them up, baby. Call in Captain Planet.
Carrie Apfel is an attorney for Earth Justice.
Yes.
Said Congress made clear under the Emergency Planning and Community Right to Know Act that this information must be passed to state and local governments so that nearby emergency responders and neighbors know how to respond to nearby pollution.
Right. Well, what do you mean respond to it? Like if you see it, don't lick it?
Well, if somebody calls and says, I'm gasping here in my house. The
The
wind turned.
Right.
They can say, oh, well, we have this report that Fanny Fuckwaddle's farm over here.
Fanny Fuckwaddle's.
Has a giant shit lagoon.
Oh, yes.
And that's probably wafting over in your direction right now.
Welcome to the shit lagoon.
She said... a lot of health problems, a lot of health impacts from farms disproportionately impact low-income and minority communities.
What? You mean these ain't rich people's homes?
People with chronic health problems are seeking medical care from doctors who are asking what they might be exposed to, only information that they can get from these reports. So if the doctor says, your lungs are fucked,
okay.
Golly, I wonder why, what are you inhaling? And someone says, well, I don't know. The Trump administration is trying to make it so that they can't find out
right
what they're inhaling.
That doesn't make any sense, man. It's
onerous. I read earlier that the big farms are saying it's onerous regulation to report. To report
That's
something.
It.
You have to say, hey, I've got a giant shit lagoon. It's not even saying... that you have to do something about
your
smelly
there.
Shit lagoon. It's saying that you have to report having said smelly shit.
Listen,
lagoon.
Republicans, I know that more than anything, maybe not more than fetuses, probably not more than guns, you love these shit lagoons. Don't worry about it. Your shit lagoons are safe. They're not going anywhere, right?
Yeah. So more good news from the Trump administration.
Yay.
And to those Bernie bros who
right. Oh, fuck you.
He said,
you.
It'll be the same as with Hillary.
Hey, fuck off. Oh, my God.
Tell that to some kid whose eyes are burning and has asthma because there's a pig shit lagoon.
Oh, yes.
Somewhere near his house. And like they said, who's affected by it disproportionately?
Poor people.
Because who's going to live near a shit lagoon?
Poor people.
Right.
Because it ain't going to be rich people.
Who has to live near a shit lagoon?
Tell that to a kid that's been separated from his fucking parents because you're fleeing oppression. God.
Also, thanks for joining us, everybody. We do this every freaking weekday.
That's
2 to
right.
4 Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern.
You know, it's funny. The gas person said, I would have knocked, but your landlord said not to disturb you because you're doing a podcast. And I was like, yeah, that's true. We are doing a podcast. Nice. You'd explain to some dude, some guy from the gas company. He's like, you're doing a podcast, so I didn't want to interrupt you. So I was just going to turn off your gas.
Oh, well.
Guy, can we get some benefit from doing a podcast? You need to turn off our gas because you didn't want to disturb the podcast.
We spread good.
Let me tell you something.
We spread joy.
If you're talking about gas, I want hot water. Disturb the fucking podcast, you know? It's crazy.
In the news, while you were gone, I did the story of Manafort going to Rikers Island also, just in
sad
in case.
Right.
We didn't do this one yesterday. This is from AL.com.
Yay, comments.
We all know what that stands for.
Skip to the comments.
Alabama.com.
Suck my dick.
The mayor of a small Alabama town.
Ooh, yeah.
Is now defending his social media posts.
That guy's defending what he said.
Gay, transgender people, socialists, and, quote, baby killers.
Right.
Carbon Hill.
Okay.
Is the lovely town.
How do you name a city Carbon Hill or a town or whatever this fucking thing is?
What did we say? 2,000 people or something
yes.
like that? Carbon Hill Mayor Chambers, Mark Chambers is his name.
Right.
Posted a comment to his personal Facebook page that seemed to echo a lot of the statements and memes currently circulating on the social media. He wrote, "We live in it." He's a big old fat white guy.
Perfect, Pat.
"We live in a society where homosexuals lecture us on morals. Transvestites lecture us on human biology. Baby killers lecture us on human rights. And socialists lecture us on economics."
Oh, fuck you. You know,
I would beg Mr. Chambers, Mayor Chambers, pardon me, to give me the tiniest definition of socialism.
You know, this guy, this Mark Chambers, should fucking resign. And you can't have a mayor saying this shitty crap and emboldening bad people to do hate crimes and things like that, you know?
So he was approached. He also said,
"What a fucking
a Facebook
idiot.
Friend replied, quote, "I hate to think of the country my grandkids will live in."
Yeah.
Saying, "It's going to take a revolution."
Oh, God.
Chambers replied, this is the mayor.
Yes.
"The only way to change it would be to kill the problem out. I know it's bad to say, but without killing them out, there's no way to fix it."
You know what? Take him seriously. He should fucking resign. He's a mayor threatening to kill people.
There
What's
was
going
a,
on, man?
A great video from a local station, WBRC, who went out who called him.
Yes.
I think he hung up on him first. And then he got then they got him. And at first, The first call, he told them, well, he didn't write it.
He didn't write
it. It wasn't his. And she
that
was saying,
wasn't his.
You mean, she said, well, your Facebook page, this Facebook page has pictures of you and your family and,
yes,
and all kinds of other stuff. If you,
right,
scroll down, then he hung up on her.
Okay.
Then he called her back.
Yes.
And said, that, it was him.
Right.
He thought it was private messages they were sharing. Private.
No, you didn't.
And not a public post.
Bullshit.
And said, comments taken out of context.
What context?
I never said anything about killing out gays or anything like that.
Okay.
He said the post he was referring to is what would happen in a, quote, revolution.
Oh, okay. You're fantasizing about killing gay people. Isn't that nice?
If it comes to a revolution in this country, both sides of these people will be killed out.
Oh, you think so? What's his name? Mark?
Mark Chambers?
Mark Chambers. You think so?
ALE.com says Chambers was not at City Hall when ALE.com attempted to contact him.
God damn.
The person who answered the phone said he did not have an email.
You know,
how can you have a Facebook page without having an email? And one would think that the mayor of even a little 2,000 people town would have a racist mayor at Carbon Hill,
right,
Alabama.com.
Yeah, I went to the website just to look up his contact info and just see if it was there. I saw a phone number, but I don't remember seeing an email address.
Maybe he doesn't have an email. Well, he has to have a personal email or he can't have a Facebook account.
The guy's got a fucking email address.
Residents took to Facebook to express their feelings about the comments. What's the next election so we can get this dude out of here? It's 2019. There's no place for people like him in office, one person wrote.
Well, then, Alabama.
Well, it is Alabama, guy. And some other comments said stuff like, this is America where everyone does still have constitutional right to freedom of speech.
To threaten people with death? To say you're going to murder people?
Another person wrote, whether or not it's very classless, and it is, he's still entitled to his thoughts and opinions.
Hey, Mark Chambers, check out how many hate crimes have been committed this year. How many gay people have been beaten because of white guys like you in power that say shit like that? Fuck him.
And the latest update.
Yes.
He's apologizing.
Fuck him.
No.
Oh, okay.
Carbon Hill Mayor Mark Chambers has issued an apology for a Facebook post that referenced killing out gay and transgender people, socialists, and baby killers. He told the Associated Press he's sorry for suggesting anyone be killed and did not intend to target the LGBTQ community.
I mean, he called for the death of gay people.
Yes.
Plainly.
Yes.
Plainly.
Kill them out. We have to kill them out.
Kill them out. What the fuck? Mark, you tremendous homophobe, you murderous thug. Where did you learn to talk, though? Who says kill him out? Have you ever heard that?
915 comments.
Oh, okay.
At AL.com.
This guy should fucking resign, right?
Do we want to sort by most liked, most replies, or most active?
That's tough.
Usually most replies are people that disagree with the first, with the initial comment.
Okay.
Like on Twitter when you get ratioed.
Oh, okay.
Do you know
what
I mean?
Do you mean that ratioed, like,
where you have far more comments than likes.
Oh, okay.
And that usually means that you've said something stupid.
Right.
Because more people are jumping on you.
Well, let's look at those.
To
then.
Comment.
Let's look at those.
Okay, that would probably be replies. This one says, this is a good one.
Right.
This one says, how does this man reconcile his statements with his supposed sincerely held religious beliefs?
Well, I'll tell you how. He's a racist bigot. And evangelicals don't have a problem compartmentalizing their bullshit with Jesus or whatever.
Some of the responses to this one are talking about, well, where's religion mentioned in this article?
I mean, you know, a lot of evangelicals and Southern Baptists, they feel that being gay is a sin, an abomination. So if you believe that, and you hang out with a bunch of other wackos that believe the same thing, I mean, how hard is it for you to get to where Mark Chambers is? We're going to kill them all. I mean, that's a real problem in our society with religion. You know, this homophobia, this violence.
Another comment. Let's see what the most liked are. That may be.
Yes.
We live in a society where homosexuals, lecturers. Okay, so they quoted him.
Okay.
And then it says, yes, we have a society where we don't forcibly silence those that disagree with us. Would you have it any other way? No, sir, not I. So they're saying free speech.
Yeah.
Most upvotes at AL.com.
Free speech?
Yep.
That's calling for violence, though. I mean, that is when someone says we're going to kill them all out and you're a mayor, you're a leader.
This comment says the leftists, if they ever return to power, say goodbye to your free speech.
Fuck you.
You have free speech. This big bloated turd has free speech. He can go post that again on his Facebook, should he like.
You know,
it's not free of consequences.
Right.
They don't understand that at all.
And the consequence of what this guy's saying sometimes is Matthew Shepard.
Yeah.
Hate crimes.
Or another trans person got killed in Texas yesterday, I think it was.
So fuck this guy for his fucking thoughts. God, this town should call for his fucking ouster or whatever you do for a fucking the mayor of Carbon Hill.
Well, this comment got a lot of good votes. If it's it is great these people have their constitutional right to speak out. I mean, how else would you know just how repulsive and backwards these people really are? Please keep texting, posting, Facebooking, and all the other ways people find out who you really are.
Yeah. Except with the shit that this Mark, what's his face, said.
Chambers.
I do think this emboldens people to do violence. And I think it would be great if people like Mark Chambers would keep this shit to himself. Because there's a price when somebody in power says something like that. There's a price that's paid. And it's, you know, minorities and gay people pay that price.
Right. How would you like to be a gay citizen in Carbon Hill, Alabama?
And you know, there's...
How would you feel about your elected officials?
I have no fucking idea. But you know there's gay people in Carbon.
Sure.
And the thing is, what if you're some fucking idiot kid? You see a couple of gay people out, you know, in the back of your mind. Your mayor said to kill them all out.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy... I mean, in his apology, does he take responsibility for what he said? For the effects it could have? I mean,
he said he apologized.
Fuck him.
But of course not. He apologizes because he got righteous hellfire.
Right. And what does our society do? No matter what, we give the white guy the benefit of the motherfucking doubt.
And he's the victim, of course.
No, absolutely. That was the other guy. I was going to say... He's been crucified on social media.
Yeah, he has. Yeah.
But wasn't that Mike Hill from Florida?
Both of them.
I'm getting them.
Yeah. We talked about him the other day, too.
Yes.
Let's see. I was saying while you were dealing with the gas guy that it was really hard to find anything good today as far as good news.
Yes.
Because there's some batshit shit going on right now.
It's crazy.
I'm just going to go through these couple of stories really quick. I'm just going to read the headlines because it's the headlines say enough.
Right.
Trump administration cancels English classes, soccer, and legal aid for unaccompanied child migrants.
Oh, I saw this.
In U.S. shelters. Legal aid.
And
soccer and classes for kids being held in gulags.
We have fucking camps, man.
What does that sound like?
It sounds like camps.
Yeah, I saw the term concentration camps a few times on Twitter today. Like, oh, great. So you're trying to push these even more into concentration camps. They want the children to suffer.
Yeah.
They want the kids. This is who Republicans are, everybody. They want these children to suffer.
And you know, dude, it's like, this is how I feel about impeachment. We have these camps, right? And I'm sure in World War II, people thought, did we do enough to prevent the Holocaust? And of course not, because it happened.
Right.
Are we doing enough now to know what's going on in those camps? Do we know what's going on in those camps?
I'm sure not.
Call for his impeachment.
I'm sure not.
You know, so what if the Senate is going to drop it and not do shit? Anything that weakens this guy. Anything. We have camps. We have camps in America. We should be setting our hair on fire and running around outside. Yeah. It's bananas.
The next headline. The Trump administration today ended funding on medical research by government scientists using fetal tissue.
Ah, God, this fucking pro-life bullshit, right?
And canceled a multi-million-dollar contract for a university laboratory that uses that uses the material to test new HIV therapies.
Okay. What the fuck?
Now, George Bush was kind of the same way, remember?
He was the same way,
he put restrictions in for any kind of fetal cell, any kind of research.
I remember when that idiot
Obama brought it back.
Yes, that idiot, George Bush, drug his wife on Larry King. They're sitting there talking about this stem cell research, and Laura and George are like, well, it's life. And their talking point was, there is no promise that we're actually going to learn something from stem cell research. So why compromise a life? That was their reasoning.
Yeah.
They said that on Larry King.
Yay.
That's the dumbest shit ever.
So that's another horrific story that you can hand to people who say Hillary would have been the same.
Hey, if you're pro-life and you don't want people to get abortions, that's fine. Go explain your views to people in these camps that you're pro-life.
So Trump gave an interview.
Fuck you.
In across the pond.
Hello.
With really kind of a odious little fop, Piers Morgan, who he's on the right side of like two issues. One is guns. He's extraordinarily anti-gun.
Right.
But for most everything else, he's a spectacular asshole. He's really he's one of these. Masculinity is going away, and feminism is bad. And
he has sense enough to understand that it sucks to be shot to death.
Right.
That's amazing.
Now, he is also British, so, you know, he's used to
jolly good
0.0 guns.
Yeah, they don't have guns.
And police that say stop or I shall say stop again.
They must have rampant crime in the UK then.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, in the no-go zones. They do, right. You know, where the Muslims live.
Yes.
According to Republicans.
Hey.
I saw several stories. Typically, what happens when Trump gives an interview or speaks, you see these stories that say,
oh, yes.
15 batshit moments, 10 insane quotes every single time.
And I'm a sucker for those. I'm a sucker for those articles.
Well, here we go. 9 moments.
9.
From Trump's bonkers interview with Piers Morgan is
the
headline.
From one fucking interview.
This is trying to, he's lying.
Okay.
About when he said Meghan Markle was nasty.
Oh, yes.
Piers Morgan.
I want to clarify one thing. She's obviously been talking about this Meghan Markle business.
Yeah.
do you think Meghan Markle's nasty or not?
No, you know, the question was asked to me, and I didn't know that she said anything bad about me. It sounds like she did, and that's okay. I mean, hey, join the crowd, right? You've heard about that, too, with yourself.
Of course.
Know that, right? But it seems like she had, and they said some of the things that she said, and it's actually on tape. And I said, wow, I didn't know she was nasty. I wasn't referring to her. She's nasty. I said she was nasty about me. And essentially, I didn't know she was nasty about me. So I said, but you know what? She's doing a good job. I hope she enjoys her life.
What do you think of her?
I think she's very nice.
She's an American princess.
Honestly, I don't know her. So I have to be honest. I don't know her. But it just shows you how terrible the news can be. Because if you read that, I'm sure you did. That was talking about nasty. She was nasty about me.
But he said it.
It means the same thing. She was nasty to me, and she's nasty. Kind of goes hand in hand.
I feel like Piers Morgan is trying to get Trump to say like a wonderful soundbite or something. Oh, he keeps goading the guy.
Here is Trump on climate change.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Prince Charles is very passionate about a lot of issues. One of which is climate change. I assume you talked about that.
We did.
Did he manage to persuade you about the merits of the science on climate change?
Well, we were going to have a 15-minute chat, and it turned out to be an hour and a half, and he did most of the talking, and he is really into climate change, and I think that's great. I mean, I want that. I like that.
Did you listen to him about it?
I totally listened to him, and he also
Right.
You fucking liar.
He's really into climate change, it's a football team.
No, yeah.
He's really into Manchester United.
Right. Trump doesn't understand, because the only thing Trump is into is McDonald's and grabbing pussies. That's his thing.
You listen to him about it?
I totally listened to him. And he also talked about architecture. He's very much involved, and I've known this for years. I think the architecture was earlier, but he very much loves architecture and important
What did he say to you about climate change?
So this goes on, and then...
No follow-up question to the architecture thread, Pierce?
And then Trump says, I believe that there's a change in weather... And I think it changes both ways. He said,
cool.
They used to call it global warming. Then it was climate change. Now they call it extreme weather.
Yes. I love that. Extreme weather.
Then he deflected responsibility for dealing with climate change and blamed India, and Russia for having not very good air, not very good water. I love clean air and water. Pristine clean air and water.
Did he say that?
Oh, yeah.
What you're saying, he said exactly that.
Okay, well, now we got to listen to more of Piers Morgan.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Have climate that is good climate as opposed to a disaster. And I agree. I did mention a couple of things. I did say, well, the United States right now has among the cleanest climates there are, based on all statistics, and it's even getting better, because I agree with that. I want the best water, the cleanest water, crystal clean. Has to be crystal clean.
What people want to hear from you about
crystal clean air?
Holy shit! This is our president. He sounds so stupid, dude. He sounds fucking dumb. Is he on drugs? Is he just a dipshit?
Not mutually exclusive.
What accounts for this?
He's an asshole. He's dumb and has always been an asshole and dumb and failed his way upward, or failed, you know, sideways even, depending on how much money he inherited.
This guy should write a book on failing upward, because nobody's done it better than him. He's tremendous at it. He's president.
While talking about Winston Churchill, Trump made a weird reference.
Yes.
Mentioning that Hitler... was going through countries like cheese.
Like cheese. Cheese. Okay, well, what kind of cheese are we?
Camembert? I don't know.
What is Poland? What kind of cheese is Poland? What kind of cheese?
He also said...
Did Hitler like cheese? Did he like cheese? Is that the thing?
I don't have that information.
Trump might know that. He knows a shit ton about Hitler.
Limburger.
Right?
Morgan pushed Trump to find similarities between himself and Churchill.
Okay, well.
And this is, it's going to shock you that what he's about to say is not true.
Okay.
Churchill didn't have to worry so much about the nuclear.
Right.
The whole point was that Hitler was trying to build that bomb too.
Yes.
And everybody knew it.
And Hitler would have dropped it on the UK, right?
Yes.
I mean, they dropped all kinds of bombs.
And Churchill was still prime minister into the 50s when everybody, when the bombs were all around. When the USSR and the United States was just starting their dick measuring contest with nukes. Right.
Well, maybe, you don't know, maybe Churchill ignored it, okay?
We talked a little bit before about how a lot of Brits pissed off about Trump's stupid offhand comment when he was doing that presser with Theresa May.
Richard!
About trade deals and how everything's on the table, including the NHS.
Right. That's the British people's healthcare.
It's their healthcare system, right? National healthcare system, which is, you know, they'll complain about it sometimes. But it's overall beloved. You know why? Because you can get free healthcare.
Oh, wow.
Because people don't have to worry about going bankrupt because they become ill.
You know what? It's like the problem with us getting to a point like that is the rich people, the oligarchs in this country, can't imagine what it would be like to go bankrupt because of healthcare.
Well, they have no clue, yeah.
They have no idea.
So hours before the interview here with Piers,
yes,
he told reporters that everything, including the NHS, is on the table as the U.S. and U.K. broker a post-Brexit trade deal.
Yes.
It says here in the Intelligencer, clearly someone told Trump that's a terrible idea, because here is Trump doing a flip-flop.
Oh, shit.
Great. The economy is doing well in America.
The economy is doing great.
Our economy is pretty much stalling in this country because of this ongoing Brexit fiasco, as many people see it. The Labour leader, Jeremy Corbyn, apparently wanted to see you. You declined that kind invitation, and he spent the most of today shouting and screaming about you and protesting and saying how awful you are. There is a chance, if this goes wrong for the Conservative Party in the next few months, he could end up Prime Minister. Could you imagine actually doing a trade deal with Britain with someone like Jeremy Corbyn as a leader?
It's always possible. Anything's possible. I don't know him. He wanted to meet. It was very tough to meet, and probably inappropriate to meet, to be honest with you. A lot of things are happening right now with respect to our country. And
oh, but you're okay tweeting that you love you some Boris Johnson.
Oh, yes.
That wasn't inappropriate.
It's not inappropriate to meet, but your son was like, I love it. Let's meet with the Russians. Yeah.
But to meet the liberal guy.
Yes.
That would be inappropriate. That's probably inappropriate.
It's weird to rattle off the things that may be appropriate or inappropriate with Donald Trump. Grabbing a pussy? Forcing yourself upon a woman?
You know, everyone's still trying to figure out what the fuck Don Jr., Eric, and Tiffany were doing there.
Doing
on an official state visit.
Oh, yeah. I fucking don't know.
Did we pay?
Yes.
For Eric,
yes.
Don Jr.,
fuck
and
yes.
Tiffany to go?
Yes, of course.
I mean, obviously, the Secret Service, I think they have Secret Service protection.
Right.
So that was going to bump up the costs. But
surely we pay.
But as far as we know, it was very odd.
Right.
For the adult children of a visiting dignitary to all amass.
Yeah.
And go be invite themselves to the party.
What was it? Did they think that this would be a great trip? And he's like, I can bring my kids. Nobody's going to be throwing shit at me or saying mean things.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a miscalculation.
With you, a lot of things are happening right now with respect to our country and your country, my country, and let's call them almost the same, because I feel that way. It's really a tremendous relationship. So I don't think it was appropriate to meet him, but I certainly would. I'd have no problem with it. I think it's a long shot when you say that. You know, it's not. I don't think it's going to happen.
No leader, it seems to me.
He doesn't think Corbyn's going to win.
I think they've Xanaxed Donald Trump for this trip, because he's very reserved right now, and he's trying to be so nice.
I think it's driving him crazy. Well, he's probably jet lagging, too, so he's probably tired.
He's tired. He's on pills.
No McDonald's.
God, they don't have McDonald's over
there? Well, they do, but he's probably, you know, he's been at banquets and stuff. He's eating nice food.
They didn't provide fast food for him for his visit?
I don't know.
Okay.
He would allow Britain to effectively sell the NHS as part of a trade deal. Would you, as the American president, see that as a deal breaker if none of the NHS was on the table?
I don't see it being on the table. Somebody asked me a question today, and I say everything's up for negotiation because everything is. But I don't see that being, that's something that I would not consider part of trade. That's not trade.
Everything's up for negotiation.
Waddling back.
Everything is.
Right.
Okay.
Like nuking Europe.
That's terrifying.
Remember that one during the campaign. Chris Matthews.
Right.
You'd nuke Europe? Hey, you can't ever take anything off the table.
Listen, I think we have to remind ourselves every once in a while that this guy is capable of anything except telling the truth. He's capable of anything.
I guess this might be the craziest. I don't know. They're it's tough for this one. What the craziest statement is. Here is
He just said
Trump.
All that climate change shit.
Here is Trump when Piers Morgan delicately talks to him about his horrible disability during Vietnam.
Oh, my God.
The D-Day commemoration this week, hugely important for both our countries and for all Allied forces who took part that day. What kind of debt do you think we owe the people that fought on the beaches of Normandy?
Well, the ultimate debt, that was, you know, I was looking at some of these statistics. That may have been the greatest battle ever in history. You know, you hear so much about different battles, not to mention any, because they're all, you know, important. Especially when so many people died in so many of them. But there are those that say that was the greatest battle of them all. And that was something really incredible. And being there is going to be, being at that site will be very interesting.
You were not able to serve in Vietnam because of a bone spur condition in your feet.
You were unable to serve in Vietnam because of a bone spur.
I have to say, the word salad just mouth puked out from Trump was pretty impressive, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
You were not able to serve in Vietnam because of a bone spur condition in your feet. Do you wish you'd been able to serve? Would you like to have served your country?
Well, I was never a fan of that war, I'll be honest with you. I thought it was...
So this is interesting. This is almost him trying to claim he's a conscientious objector.
Right.
Which I would have had respect for.
But
if he would have said, this is an immoral war, I'm not going, I would have more respect for that than daddy paying off a podiatrist to sign off on fake bone spurs.
And you know he voiced support of that war.
Probably.
He did.
Or didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
It's not about him. He doesn't care.
Yeah. He was fan of that Playboy Mansion.
Or I'll be honest with you. I thought it was a terrible war. I thought it was very far away. Nobody ever, you know, you're talking about Vietnam, and at that time, nobody ever heard of the country. Today, they're doing very well. In fact, on trade, they are brutal. They're very brutal. They're great negotiators. They're great business people. But nobody heard of Vietnam. And they say, what are we doing? So many people.
God damn.
Did he not remember all the protests and everything that were going on?
Fuck no.
People kind of heard of Vietnam. You didn't, who was the really trusted news dude?
Walter Cronkite.
Walter Cronkite started listing the number killed that day.
Yeah.
Every day. That's how he opened his newscast. 15 people lost their lives today. 8 people lost their lives today. 10 people lost their lives today.
These rich people, man.
People dying. What is happening over there? So I was never a fan. This isn't like I'm fighting against Nazi Germany. We're fighting against Hitler. And I was like a lot of people. Now, I wasn't out in the streets marching. I wasn't saying, you know, I'm going to move to Canada, which a lot of people did. But no, I was not a fan of that war. That war was not something
that we should
have been
involved. Would you like to serve generally, perhaps in another?
I would not have minded that at all. I would have been honored, but I think I make.
Would you have liked to serve? I wouldn't have minded that. Not.
God.
Oh, sure, I would have loved to have served. No, I wouldn't have minded, I guess.
Yeah.
Which I believe may be a lie because, we'll get to the next story if we.
Did Piers Morgan set him up with that question?
No,
is that a low-key gotcha question?
I think Piers loves him. Piers loves Trump. He's defending him all the time on Twitter.
Well, if it's not a gotcha, then he just gave him a softball.
Yeah.
People did. But no, I was not a fan of that war. That war was not something
would you
that
like
we should
to
have served
generally, perhaps in another.
I would not have minded that at all. I would have been honored, but I think I make up for it right now.
I think I make up for it right now.
That's crazy.
Because he gave money to the military.
Oh my God.
$700 billion I gave last year, and then this year, $716 billion. And I think I'm making up for it rapidly because we're rebuilding our military at a level that it's never seen before.
What does that, him lying to get out of the draft and then what he's doing now has no correlation. That doesn't absolve him. Is that how he sees his presidency?
Of course, everything.
His presidency is the fact that he's serving our country. That's how he sees it in office. Absolves him from every bad thing he ever fucking did.
Oh, you
did.
Ungrateful cuck. How dare you?
Every woman he raped.
How
now
dare
it's
you
erased.
Question his dodging the draft.
God.
When he's done more for the military than anyone in the history of the military ever.
Wow.
I just wanted to ask you about your military. Is this week you tweeted your support for the LGBT community around the world where they're being persecuted or excluded.
It's terrible.
Which does prompt the obvious question. If you feel that protective of the LGBT community, why did you feel the need to ban transgender people from serving in the U.S. military?
Well, yeah. But to me, the question is always, how do you account for Mike Pence?
What do you think the answer is going to be?
I don't know.
It's the money, and also a lie.
Right, right. It's transaction.
Because they take massive amounts of drugs, they have to, and also, and you're not allowed to take drugs. You know, in the military, you're not allowed to take any drugs. You take an aspirin.
That's not true. If you need medication for like allergies or something like that, that is not totally disqualifying. That is 100% not true.
You can get health care.
They don't even want you taking aspirin.
Good God. He sounds bananas.
And they have to after the operation. They have to. They have no choice. They have to. And
hormones, by the way.
Yes.
I believe are the drugs they take.
Right. Right.
That you would actually have to break rules and regulations in order to have that.
But the cost of the medication is minuscule compared to the overall budget, right?
But
you said that. The U.S. military spends a lot more money, for example, on giving Viagra to service men and women. Or service men.
I didn't know that.
Than it does actual medical bills for transgender people. Yeah. And so it just seems to...
I didn't know that. He's smiling. He's laughing at that. I didn't know that, really.
Yeah, because you know
Viagra. I've never needed Viagra. Right. I don't know anything about it.
People like Trump see trans people as a joke.
Oh yeah,
to service not to be dealt men and women, or service men.
I didn't know that.
Then it does actual medical bills for transgender people. Yeah. And so it just seems to me an unnecessary thing for a guy who wants to be supportive of LGBT rights and the community around the world that you've taken this action.
Well, it is what it is. Look,
well, you know,
Jesus,
there you
Christ.
Go. I don't know. He's just been called out. His argument has been, I mean, to Piers as a carbuncle, but to his credit, he's given a little bit of shade to Trump.
And he played the "it is what it is" card.
Yeah, so it is what it is. Sorry.
What does that mean?
He says, I'm going to skip to the next one here, but he ends up saying, you have to have a standard and you have to stick by that standard.
God.
It is what it is. Here's a little bit of gaslighting.
Okay.
In regards to the controversy versus about the USS John S. McCain having to be tarped over.
That is so fucking stupid. It's fucking ridiculous.
A personal thing. I knew Senator John McCain well. I liked him. I respected him. I quite enjoyed your battle with him when he was alive. You would give it to him, he'd give it to you, and it went on. It seems a little beneath you, if you don't mind me saying, that now he's dead. You're carrying on attacking him. Is it not time to let it go?
No, I don't attack him. People ask me, like you're asking me. I didn't bring his name up. You did.
Sure.
You brought his name up.
So you bring his name up. I have to say he wasn't a hero and he killed healthcare and he ate puppies.
Yeah.
It's your fault for bringing his name up.
And Piers Morgan's kind of strange anyway, because he's saying the only thing wrong with what you're doing now is that he's dead.
Oh, what? Yeah. I loved it when you were shitting on him when he was alive.
Right.
But, you know, don't you think he's a little beneath you?
People ask me like you're asking me. I didn't bring his name up. You did.
Sure.
You brought his name up, John McCain. So I'm not attacking him at all. I don't think about him. I was not a fan. I didn't like what he did to health care. I didn't like how he handled the veterans because I got him choice. He was always unable. He was on committees that he could have done.
He's dead, Mr. President. I mean, there has to come a time.
Excuse me, but Piers, you're asking me a question.
Sure.
If you don't ask me about John McCain, I would never talk to him.
I agree.
Somebody asked me the same question the other day.
But I'm asking because you know the battleship thing last week where, you know, there's
but I knew nothing about that.
I'm not even sure it happened.
I'm not even sure it happened.
Fascism, baby.
He's saying fake news.
Don't believe
fake
what you
news.
See.
Yep.
Don't believe what you hear.
I'm not even sure it happened.
I'm not doubting you at all. I'm just saying that somebody clearly said something. And it just seems a bit preposterous.
So.
God damn.
There you go.
God, that's
crazy.
Those
are
crazy,
from the New York Magazine, The Intelligencer.
Yay.
That is nine bonkers moments.
Is that the only interview he's doing over there?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, he's, you know, he's stopping and talking at times.
Right.
So
crazy.
There you go. There that he reversed all of the behavior, good behavior, sitting with Piers Morgan.
Oh man, that's funny. That's crazy, dude.
And don't forget his personal Vietnam.
Yes.
Was never catching an STD.
Oh, okay.
He told
oh, yeah.
Howard Stern that.
Oh my God. He would be honored to serve. He didn't have to go to Canada because
first he said I would be okay with that or something that, or I wouldn't have minded that.
Then why didn't he?
And then he said because he was apparently morally opposed to the war, Ryan.
Yes. Trump is a conscientious objector.
Yeah,
which means him and
Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, conscientious. There's a word in there.
Yes.
And I'm not sure that Trump has that word.
Correct.
Objector. Now, he's got that one down.
Right.
He's got that one nailed. But the other one, not so much.
The other one, not so much.
No. Fuck you.
We're in the home stretch here at the
Yay.
Big show, everybody.
Gosh,
we'll be
what
back.
A show today.
We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're on iTunes. And Stitcher and Spotify and all over the fucking place.
You know, if you had not brought up that gas guy was here, we wouldn't have gas tonight. We'd have to wait to get this guy back to turn it back on, dude.
Well, I got
fucking
her
nuts.
Text literally at the same moment that I saw a gas dude walking up the sidewalk out the window here. So I thought,
I think she thought there was a gas leak. Like
I texted her three times and it was tiny. She's like, close all the valves, do everything. And I said, it's a wee tiny little... You walk into the kitchen and you walk near the stove and it's a tiny waft of when nobody's been in there for a while. I think that's one of the reasons dude couldn't detect it maybe is because I smell it like in the morning when nobody's been in the kitchen for 8 hours or whatever. You know what
it's
I
ghost.
Mean? And it's it hasn't
ghost.
Been disturbed.
Shit.
Well, the animals get
let's end up with When Animals Get Pissed.
Yay.
I think that was echoey. I pressed the wrong button. Sorry,
shit,
listeners.
Man.
The North Carolina.
Fuck you.
A 17-year-old North Carolina girl has undergone surgery to amputate her leg.
Oh, fuck.
And some fingers.
Oh, my God. Wait. Where is she from?
North Carolina.
So this happened in North Carolina. This is a shark.
Fort Macon State Park.
No.
In North Carolina.
Suck my
near dude. Atlantic Beach.
Oh, okay. Oh, man.
She was let's see. She was wading in the water.
Right.
While she's described as in good condition, she is expected to require surgery For her to amputate her leg and a bunch of fingers.
If I'm going through what she's going through and somebody announced to me that I was in good condition, I would take my remaining leg and kick them in the nuts.
Her name is Paige. Paige and her father were standing in waist-deep water and chatting when Paige suddenly got pulled under.
Ah, Jesus!
As soon as her father realized what was happening, he jumped into action and began punching the shark on the nose.
What a badass.
He punched it five times before it finally let go.
Good God, dude.
But his daughter had already suffered deep lacerations to her leg, pelvic, and hand areas.
We really got it. You got it. When you go in the water, I know you want to chat and you want to hang out, but we all have to be aware of where we are. We are in the shark's house.
Although it's unclear what type of shark attacked her, last month a cluster of great whites was detected about 20 miles off the coast of the Carolinas.
A cluster?
Researchers have been tracking them. One is a 15-footer that weighs more than 2,000 pounds.
Hey, dickheads, the people that are tracking the shark, Let me know if it's around. That would be helpful. God.
Tyler Bowling of the Florida Program for Shark Research.
Yes.
Praised the father and said hitting a shark in the snout or gills is the best defense if you are being attacked.
Well, also, if you're tracking the shark, let people know when they show up to the beaches. That would be a good defense too, right? Nobody's
They
knew a cluster of sharks.
No.
Nobody said shit.
There is a cluster of sharks. Apparently, this shark is not a member of that.
Oh, this is a different
tracked.
Shark.
Yeah, they're not
that's
sure.
Okay. That's okay.
They're not sure what the shark was, but they're just mentioning that there is a cluster. Although it could be that's not tagged. Right. Despite what happened, Paige was cracking jokes after surgery.
Here we go.
And added that her daughter, or the mother wrote that her daughter, quote, wants everyone to know that sharks are still good people.
I mean, what the fuck?
We got to get out of here, everybody.
Ah, fuck sharks.
Thanks for joining us. We'll be here tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, then iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and everywhere else. Ryan's doing some stand-up comedy. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Radar Comedy. His Instagram is Radar Comedy. Go to his website, which is RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. We'll be back again to do this sometime tomorrow. Well, same time tomorrow.
Yes. Keep an eye out for these fucking sharks.
Don't give me any more pleasantries. I want war.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.